This is Dr. Herbert L. Barney with Thought for Today. I love myself first, and then the entire world loves me. I love myself first, then the entire world loves me. We oftentimes think that the world should love us, and we are wonderful people, and that we're doing great things, and everybody should really appreciate who we are and what we're doing, and we don't even like ourselves. We don't even enjoy our own company. We don't find being with ourselves comfortable at all. Do you enjoy being alone? Do you enjoy sitting at home with a book and reading, or just sitting at home and meditating? Do you enjoy going to the park and sitting there on the lawn or on the bench or wherever and just enjoying being alone by yourself, not looking for something to entertain you, and enjoy who you are? When you love yourself first, then the entire world loves you for some reason. And the reason is because you love yourself and you are the entire world. Now, here at the University of Healing, the philosophy, School of Philosophy, University of Philosophy, and the Absolute Monastery, we teach this concept that unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. It's done unto us according to our belief. What is it that we believe about ourselves? Do we really love ourselves? Do we really enjoy our own company? Do we really think that we're pretty wonderful people? Or do we think that we've got problems? That we've got problems that are bothersome to us and bothersome to all the world? Or do we enjoy ourselves and we say, hey, I'm being myself and having fun. I'm enjoying this life. I'm enjoying all the things I'm doing. I am not looking for other amusement. I'm not looking for something outside of myself to make me happy, to make me feel fulfilled. Because every time I would do such a thing like that, what would happen? What would happen would be that I would be alone. I would be without anything at all. I would be without any attribute at all. And that's not a very comforting and not a very desirable situation to be in. When I love myself first, all the world loves me. When I love myself first, I put into motion a beautiful attitude around myself. I put into motion a beautiful aura around myself. I don't do this purposely. This comes because I love myself. When I like myself, when I am enjoying my own company, when I'm enjoying the things that I am doing, then my world is just filled with all sorts of exciting things. I like being with me because I am a wonderful person. Do you like going for a walk with yourself? Or do you have to take somebody along like your dog or your cat or your family members or friends? Do you go out for a camping trip? And can you go camping by yourself? I often refer to my father going fishing and how he'd sit alone in his boat for hours. And he would come in with just a couple of fish. And what was he doing during that time? Well, he was enjoying his own company. He was enjoying being alone. And everyone who knows him, who talks with him, everyone who understands him, they say, my, you are a wonderful man. I really enjoy being with you. You have so much to offer. Now, true to his own family, he didn't have that same type of a feeling that he gave out. But to everyone else, he gave this out. To everyone that he met, he gave the feeling that they were important and that he was important, that he really enjoyed his own company. Perhaps he gave it out to his family too, but we were too busy with our own lives and our own world to recognize it. We were too busy enjoying ourselves, loving ourselves, not to realize the love that was coming from somewhere else. Do you realize when your dog loves you? I oftentimes think how blessed I am with my great big golden retriever, Rex. He comes up to me and he just rubs against me and says, come on, Dad, give me a hug. And we're walking down the path and he'll stop right in front of me and he'll say, come on, Dad, give me a hug. And he'll do all these things. Now, who's saying that? That's me saying that. He's not saying it. But he's saying is, give me attention. And the attention is however I interpret it. And if I interpret that attention as love, as a hug, as a big smooch, a big saying, oh, Rex, you're so wonderful, you're such a great dog, I'm saying that to myself. I am in love with myself first. And then the entire world loves me. if I am feeling sad and feeling unhappy, my dog will come up to me and want to cheer me up. But fortunately, I don't feel sad and unhappy very often. But we had a little boy here the other day who was feeling kind of sad, and he was wanting to get his own way, and he was very anxious about getting attention. And Rex would go up to him and say, "There, there," and then he'd get angry at Rex because he knew what Rex was doing. He knew that Rex was saying, "Hey, I love you. You're okay." And then the next day, the little boy was realizing that the attitude he had was getting him nowhere. So then he began to call the dogs his friends. He began to call the people in his world his friends. And the moment he began calling people in his world his friend, he had made up with himself. He had loved himself, not trying to push everything around and manipulate the world, but just to be a loving child himself. And what a wonderful boy he turned out to be. But we are all wonderful boys. We are all wonderful in ourselves when we begin to love ourselves. When we stop outwardly trying to control the world and manipulate the world by pushing it around and by crying and demanding things, and when we just turn within and like ourselves and be wonderful people that we are, then everything works out for us. The entire world loves a lover. And you are a lover. I am a lover. We love ourselves first. And as we love ourselves first, it is wonderful. Now, you take your dog and you snuggle him and you caress him and you pet him and he says, "Oh, that feels so good." And then I tell you, you should hug, snuggle, caress, pet yourself with the energy massage, and you will say, "Oh, I feel so good." But you feel there's something that's wrong about that. And you only feel there's something wrong about that because you don't love yourself first. When I love myself first, and then I give myself the energy massage, wow, is that a good feeling. Every cell of my body just tingles with love, and the stem cells in my body are popping out and saying, "Hey, you want us to be loving cells, okay, fine and dandy." And other times we feel pain in our body and the stem cells are coming into being and they say, "Oh, you want the pain to continue, huh? Okay, my brother just took off and so I'm the new cell coming in here and I'm listening to your saying you got pain, you got unhappiness, and I guess that's the game, the name of the game we're playing here." But my stem cells, I tell them, "I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you." Oh, yes, 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 yes. And my stem cells that are coming out every day in my body say to me, "Okay, if that's the game you want to play, good. We always like to know what the game is we're going to play. And then we play it and we enjoy it." And I say, "Yes, yes, yes." And then these cells pop into place and do the wonderful thing. Then the entire world loves me because the entire world says, "I like that guy. That guy is wonderful. He's lots of fun. He's great." And so it is. Now, what about you? You going to do that? You going to say, "I love me first? Then the entire world loves me?" Why not? It works, and it works so beautiful. Put that cause in motion for you today, as I put it in motion for me every moment of my life. And I am so happy, so fulfilled, so joyous. It is a great, beautiful, wonderful feeling. Well, it's a joy to be with you and share these moments with you. And you just come back again, and I'll be here because I love you. I love you. I love you.